Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. This is episode number 422. Today is part two of an interview I conducted with Dr. Gerald Marr of Marshfield, Massachusetts. He's a dentist, a TMJ specialist, and the team dentist for the New England Patriots for several years. And we're discussing preventing football concussions with his Marr mouthguard. Now, before I get started, let me remind you that you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be great. It really would. Now, as you know, well, there's all this talk about the Super Game on Sunday. I don't know how much of that I'm allowed to say. The one that's in the bowl kind of a thing. But anyway, and so this issue about concussions is in the forefront of a lot of people's minds, especially with Ken Stabler's brain being analyzed to determine that he, too, was suffering from that terrible disease caused by concussions. So what we want to do is continue the interview that I did with Dr. Marr, and let's go ahead and do that now. All right. Well, hey, welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and you might remember that last week we had Dr. Gerald Marr of the Marr Mouthpiece, the team dentist for the New England Patriots since 1980. And he developed this mouthguard, this mouthpiece that prevents concussions. And with the new movie out called Concussion with Will Smith and Dr. Amalu basically uncovering the fact that these players were getting concussions due to repetitive blows to the head, and how the NFL had apparently either had a blind eye or tried to hide it. I don't know what it depends on what you believe. But anyway, Dr. Marr, when you were on last week, you mentioned that the concussions, even with all of this knowledge, even with all this awareness and this protocol, concussions are going up. Why is that?
I think one of the reasons, Doctor, is the helmet. The helmet is extremely hard. If anyone's ever dropped a football helmet on the ground, they might crack the tile of their floor.
Yeah.
It's being used as a weapon.
Right. In fact, you know, back in the early days, before my time, they had the little leather helmets. And that was just to protect them. They couldn't use that as a weapon. It was to protect them. But you're right. This plastic helmet, you can break a window with it, right?
Yes. I think the helmets are much, much too hard. They're designed to prevent a fractured skull, but they're being used as a weapon.
Wow.
We must take the head out of football.
Right. What if those helmets were something that looked like almost like a big Nerf ball? What if it was just a big thing of foam rubber? You know what I mean? Like a big sponge. Would that work?
I'm not sure it would work, because you do need to protect the bones of the skull so that they don't fracture and get a fractured skull. But I think the helmet should be much, much softer. I would like to see it bigger. I know Wes Welker started wearing a larger helmet, because Wes had a propensity to get concussions. And when I say a propensity to get concussions, it's not just the amount of hits you take. It's the way your body is structured.
Okay, so everyone's different.
Excuse me?
Everyone is different, and so some people would have a bone structure that would lend itself to concussions, and another might have one that would
prevent them. And not only a bone structure, but a jaw structure and a neck structure. If you have a propensity for a straight cervical spine, which is your neck, the vertebrae in your neck,
yes,
you are much, much more susceptible to a concussion.
Okay.
Now, if I am a parent and my son wants to play football, the most important thing that you can do is to strengthen his neck, because the neck, the muscles of the neck, act as a shock absorber. You need to sustain the shock. You need to dissipate the shock of the blow that somebody is hitting you with.
Okay.
And if you can strengthen your neck, now I wrestled for 4 years in college, and we constantly neck braced. And anyone who has ever wrestled or who has a son or a daughter who's been a wrestler, they know about neck bracing.
Okay.
It is extremely important to get as strong as possible a neck, because the muscles of your neck are going to dissipate that force better than weak muscles.
There are certain exercises you do, and fitness trainers can help you.
Just neck roll.
Okay.
You get back. You get on your back. You have your hands behind you. You have your legs up, and you roll on your neck.
Okay.
And you strengthen your neck. The stronger your neck, the better one of the components is to prevent a concussion.
Great.
Obviously, you cannot thicken your bones. You cannot thicken the muscles of your skull.
Right.
That's genetics. You're born with that.
Okay.
You can put your jaw in a better position with my mouth guard, and you can strengthen your neck. Those are the two factors that you can do, especially if you're a young child playing football, Pop Warner football, high school football. These are two of the factors that you can do to help you dissipate the force.
So one is wearing the MAR mouthpiece, and the other is strengthening your neck muscles.
Yes.
Okay. And the MAR mouthpiece is available at any dentist?
We have various dentists that are trained in it. I think it's very, very important to have the knowledge to put the jaw in the correct position. You can call me, you can email me, and I will gladly walk the doctor through. I am very, very accessible.
Okay.
My email address is mouthpiecedoc@aol.com, and my cell phone is 617-851-1275, and I always make myself available to any other professional to help them out.
Well, that's very nice of you, and so that then literally makes your mouthpiece available to any child out there, because their dentist can call you and get whatever instructions are necessary.
Yes, we are presently working with a company in New York who's developed a laser that can laser the mouth, and then that laser is emailed to the company.
So it scans the bones?
Yes, it is a scan.
Okay.
And the name of the company is Guard Lab, and I personally think it is going to absolutely revolutionize the mouth guard. It's going to make the idea of taking impressions obsolete. It will all be emailed to the lab if you happen to lose your mouth guard.
Wow.
They can mail you another one.
Make you a new
one.
They
have everything on iCloud.
Wow. That's awesome.
It is absolutely fantastic. It is 21st century dentistry, and I am extremely excited about it. And we've just formed a corporation in the last year on this, and I think it is going to absolutely revolutionize everything.
So tell me the name of that company again.
The name of the company is Guard Lab.
Guard Lab.
Yeah.
Got it.
Guardlab.com. They can see some of the athletes that are presently wearing it, and I personally think it's going to absolutely revolutionize everything.
Okay, now, a lot of parents like to take the easy way out, which is to get the Boylan bite, and I know those are absolutely terrible, but tell us just how terrible.
The big problem with the Boylan bite is they don't fit. They're loose. Children don't like to wear it, and they usually cut the back off of the Boylan bite so it is more comfortable. Cutting the back off is the worst possible thing you can do, because now the jaw, the mandible, is unstable. The back teeth float from side to side. As you know, doctor,
yeah,
the back foot stabilizes your jaw. You need them in your bite. The teeth are much, much wider, and the horizontal plane of your bite is much weaker if you cut off the back of your mouth guard. Most high school and Pop Warner kids cut the back off because it's uncomfortable. This is the biggest problem of the Boylan bite. It doesn't work. It will put you in a much worse TM joint position and a much worse position for concussions. You are much better off not having anything in your mouth but wearing it.
Right. It's actually worse to wear a Boylan bite mouth guard than to wear nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's hard to convince parents because they want to buy the $3 one. And even trainers sometimes carry those in their bag because they know the child won't be allowed to be on the field if they forgot their mouth guard or don't have one. And it's almost like we need to change the ruling, the code book, I guess, for, you know, high school football and such.
Yes, we do. A football player has a cage in front of them. They don't need tooth protection. The cage provides tooth protection.
Right.
What is the mouth guard doing except restricting their airway?
That's the way they look at it, right?
This is why kids, and I'm talking high school football players, don't like to wear them because they feel they can't breathe as good with the mouth guard.
Yeah.
And they can't because it sort of clogs up their mouth. This is why you need a custom mouth guard that fits well, that you can breathe well with. And I have CAT scans that have shown the increase in the airway space. I'm also a sleep apnea specialist.
Right.
That you can literally measure the area that you're increasing your airway space with the mouth guard in your mouth.
Awesome, and then that means more oxygen to the brain and better performance, and we need to hammer that home to the kids. I have to go. We're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day here soon, and so you may want to remember that the first a couple things. The boil and bite mouth guard is worse than having nothing in your mouth at all. If your child does wear a boil and bite mouth guard, don't let them cut the back off.
Hate boil and bite mouth guards.
Yeah, okay, we just hate them. Okay. All right, now before we do that question, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, today we are talking with Dr. Gerald Marr, a team dentist in the NFL, about concussions. According to Dr. Marr, wearing a boil and bite mouth guard is A, worse than wearing no mouth guard at all, B, better than nothing, or C, the mouth guard of choice. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now, we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go! Yeah!
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
All right, we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have on the phone with us Kathy, Erica, John, and Cindy. And the question was, according to Dr. Marr, wearing a boil and bite mouthguard is... And the let's go with we roll the dice. It would be Erica. Erica, how are you today?
Awesome. Good. Great.
Good. Thank you for listening. First of all, what is your answer?
A.
Worse than no mouthguard
right,
at all, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we pushed a button. Okay. Okay. Good. Good. So anyway, what is your okay? So you said A, and let's find out what Dr. Marr has to say about that. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. I'm throwing my producer for a loop because I'm not paying attention. Anyway, so, Erica, what do you do for a living?
Accounting.
Accounting. Okay. Awesome. Well, stay on the line. We want to get the information to you or from you so we can get you those flowers, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to go back to the interview with Dr. Marr.
I'm Dr. Kvitko, and we are talking with Dr. Gerald Marr. This is The Reasons We Smile, and we're talking about the Marr mouthpiece and just the fact that you need to wear a specially designed, custom-fitted mouthpiece that's going to advance your mandible, your lower jaw forward, and move the condyles into a place where if they do get bumped, they're hitting on solid bone, 6 millimeters of bone instead of 1.5, which is 6 millimeters away from the brain instead of 1.5 millimeters from the brain. But, Dr. Marr, the movie Concussion, of course, that brought this all to the forefront. And you saw it a couple weeks ago. I wanted to see it before we had this interview, but guess what? I couldn't find it. It's not running anywhere. I'm telling you, I looked everywhere. I looked on Netflix. I looked on Amazon. I looked on YouTube. I went to a video store. I checked every theater in Central Ohio. And at the video store, they were telling me that, gee, this is weird because usually it goes to the main cinemas first. Then it goes to the $1 or $2 theaters. Then it goes on to Blu-ray and DVD. And then it goes to the Redbox. And there's this whole protocol. And they're saying, gee, look at this dollar theater. It has all these old movies and these new releases, and it doesn't have Concussion. They actually thought, they said, well, it looks like somebody pulled this movie. They didn't know if they pulled it because it maybe didn't have great ratings. Or is it possible it got pulled because of the NFL's influence?
Yes.
You believe that? I mean, I'm not crazy, right? Something's weird going on here.
The NFL is a multi-billion dollar.
Multi-billion with a B.
B, with a B. And concussions are a huge problem.
Right.
NFL, in my mind, in my experience, because I did lecture to the NFL Concussion Committee, we had... It was basically an embarrassment. I was with Dr. David Singh of the University of Oregon Medical School.
Yeah, I know Dr. Singh.
And Dr. Ray Padilla of UCLA. Two very, very close personal friends of mine, and they went with me to the presentation, and Dr. Singh did a presentation after my presentation. And we had a major, major output discussion with quotation marks with Ira Kaysen. And he was talking about, he basically called me an idiot, said there's no way a concussion mouth guard could ever prevent a concussion. And I said, have you ever been to a boxing match? He says, well, I'd love to go to boxing matches at Madison Square Garden. And I says, well, I've been a judge for the Massachusetts Boxing Commission for over 25 years. I said, I've worked on 6 world champion boxers making mouth guards for them. And I says, let me tell you something. If you hit a boxer on the sweet spot, which is right in the middle of the chin.
Right.
They have a TM joint that is not in the greatest position in the world, which would be forward and downward. But then they're going to get knocked out. And a knockout, in my mind, is a concussion. What do you think it is, Doctor?
Oh, I think it is too, yeah. Oh, you said that to him?
And we had a big knockdown drag out. And I also questioned his credibility. I asked him how much money he was getting paid working for the NFL Concussion Committee, and it was in 7 figures.
Wow.
And the guys were basically being paid off to write papers and distort the facts.
Wow. That's awful. That's awful.
Brought up a statistic to him, this doctor for the Hershey Bear hockey team. His name is Dr. Andy Gould. And he has been the team dentist at the Hershey Bear hockey team for... approximately 20 years. 2003 through 2008, Penn State University Medical School, chronologed all of the concussions on the Hershey Bear hockey team, which is 20 players.
Okay.
We had a specific number. 2008, Dr. Gould, 2009, through my training, I went down and I trained Dr. Gould how to fit the hockey players with my mouth guard. 2009 through 2014, which is another 5 years, it was a 10-year study. They chronologed all of the concussions on this hockey team.
Right.
Same amount of players, 20 players.
Okay.
Same amount of years, 5 years. The concussions from 2008 to 2014, concussions are much, much more paramount in everyone's mind. The concussions went down 86%.
86%? Wow. That's amazing.
This is not my data. This is data from Penn State University Medical School.
Awesome.
Any of these players, I did not fit any of these players. Dr. Gould did all.
Which means there's no bias. You didn't even do it, and yet your mouthpiece is credited with this 86% decrease.
Yes, by moving the mandible into the correct temporomandibular joint position, cuts down on the amount of concussion.
Awesome. I mean, that's just really neat. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you a little bit about the cost, because that's always a factor for people. But, of course, you can't put a price tag on somebody's future and their brain and whatnot. So stay with me. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigart. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We have on the phone with us from Marshfield, Massachusetts, Dr. Gerald Marr. He developed the Marr mouthpiece, which prevents concussions. And in fact, before the break, we were talking about how it decreased the number of concussions by 86% on the a study done at Penn State University on their hockey team. So, Dr. Marr, tell me about the cost of these. I know there's no price on a child's future or their brain, but what is the cost of a Marr mouthpiece on average?
I am hooked up with a group in New York, and it's called Guard Lab. And you can look up their website, guardlab.com. And one of the goals of this company is to lower the cost of
good.
The guard.
Okay.
And when a dentist is licensed to make the guard, they are also locking the dentist into the cost of the guard.
That they're allowed to charge the patient.
Correct.
Okay.
The cost to a patient is $250.
That's like half of what it used to be, I think.
Correct. And if, in fact, it is a youth-style guard, it is $150.
So that would be under 12 or something?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dr. Marr, I was looking up when I was doing research for the show. I found an article, and it was written in 2009, and it was entitled, quote, NFL won't bite on mouthpiece, end quote. Now,
what that tells me is that you were trying to, you're sounding the alarm and saying, hey, I can fix this with my Mara mouthpiece. And they were saying, you're crazy. Have you had a chance to go back to them and say, do you realize I'm not crazy?
I've lectured to the NFL Concussion Committee, and basically I was told I was crazy.
Not anymore, though, right?
Dr. Bennett Amalo has also been told that he was crazy.
Right. That's the gentleman that broke the story, that figured out that there is a true connection.
Yes, and basically what Dr. Amalo found was basically a punch-drunk boxer. In other words, brain damage from being hit in the head.
Okay.
It's basically the same thing as pugilistica dementia.
Okay.
Tau protein, and this tau protein is sort of like a glue, and it spreads through the neurons of your brain and clogs up your brain, and you can no longer think.
And Dr. Bennett Amalu was played by Will Smith, right?
That's correct.
That's Will Smith. If you've seen the movie, it's Will Smith's character we're talking about.
And Will Smith did a tremendous job. He should have been nominated for an Oscar on this, and it was an extremely powerful movie. Some of the doctors mentioned in the movie, Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is the Pittsburgh Steelers physician, Dr. Ira Kaysen, who is a neurologist from New York, and Dr. Elliot Pellman, who is a rheumatologist. He was the head of the concussion committee. I don't know what a rheumatologist knows about concussions, but he was the head of the concussion committee. All of these gentlemen were paid handsomely, so that degraded me when I gave them my presentation on concussions and the reduction of concussions. And the Patriots still are doing great on concussion. We still have players that get concussions.
Yes.
Any other team in the NFL, but they're radically cut down.
Awesome. That's wonderful that you were able to do that. Now, you know, this is obviously very timely because we have the Super Bowl is going to be played later today. And I know that your New England Patriots didn't make it, but you're still a big football fan, and you're going to have a good time, aren't you?
I'm going to do a little bit more of enjoying wine country with my wife, Elizabeth. We're going out with...
Napa Valley?
Yes, and we're going to enjoy it. We're going to spend some time with Mike Haynes, who's an NFL Hall of Famer, and his wife, Gigi, and just enjoy ourselves and warm Southern California.
Awesome. That sounds good. Sounds like you deserve it. Hey, maybe you can help me out. We'll see if we can get Dr. Amalu on the show.
I have a meeting scheduled for Dr. Amalu. Hopefully, I emailed him today, and I'm going to sit down and talk to him, and I think he would be a great guest.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's a wonderful man. He's a pioneer. He believes in what he saw. He wasn't afraid to tell the establishment what he saw. He got death threats by telling the establishment what he saw. And you have to understand, you're dealing with big business.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, when you have that much money, I guess you can do anything you want almost. So, but it's so cool that he actually brought it to the forefront, broke that barrier, something that you'd been fighting for years and years yourself. And now hopefully, especially in the younger kids, we can make it safer for all these young kids who want to play football, right?
That's really what my goal is.
Okay.
I love football. I love the game of football. And I just don't want to see anyone get hurt playing football.
Yeah, great. Well, Dr. Marr, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Both of these shows were awesome, and I know I learned a lot, and I'm sure my listeners learned a lot. And we'll get serious about getting Dr. Amalu on the show, okay?
Very good. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you now.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool if we can get Dr. Amalu? I'm looking forward to that. Hey, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember, this was episode 422 if you want to go back and listen again. And be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.